Oh, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Gunsmith, he is ensconced.
I am.
In the seat. He's ready and raring to go. Jonathan Smith, I'm talking about. That's the Gunsmith.
And hey.
We're gonna talk about getting and keeping your CPL. This first segment, John, from what I understand, is brought to you by the good folks over there at Tri-County Roofing.
It is. My good buddy Tim and the whole Hee-Haw gang at Tri-County Roofing, I tell you what, they're just...
You know, if that... You use that phrase from time to time, the Hee-Haw gang. But what I was going to say, John, is that if there's any group of people to whom that truly applies, I would say it's Tri-County Roofing. I get that it's meant with the greatest affection.
There ought to be a banjo in the corner when you go in sometimes, I'm telling you.
Sometimes you walk in there and there's
Grandpa,
a banjo.
Grandpa, what would you...
Exactly.
What do you think?
Yeah.
What was her name? Pearl?
Yeah.
Pearl Bailey?
Yeah.
But anyways, I love them. And I say it affectionately. They're good friends and strong supporters of Tommy's heart and... just bend over backwards all the time helping people. And every day this week, they've even in the rain, they've been stressing and calling me and talking. And, you know, sometimes they vent with me a little bit. And I feel for them. Rain used to stress me out, too, when I had roof jobs going.
Yeah.
You know? But it's that time of year where everybody's in a rush wanting to get their roofs done before the snow flies. And it won't be long now, you know?
No.
So, but here it is another Saturday. It's October 25th. And Tri-County Roofing is glad to bring you this show. The you can always reach them at 810-732-7740. And remember, you can link to them right from my website, which is thegss.com. Very simply, just click on Tri-County Roofing there on the left side, and you'll get right to them.
So, hey, before we get rolling, too, because we're going to talk a little news, talking about CPL, getting them, keeping them. I'm sure you got updated numbers, but... you also have, and mentioned Tommy's Heart and their support for Tommy's Heart.
Yeah,
you've got
today's a big, big day.
You've got the screening in Sandusky, Sandusky High School.
Yep, I'm heading right out there after the show.
And thanks to McKenzie Health System as well for helping support this.
Yep, good folks.
Yeah.
Good folks. And
providing a lot of volunteers that are going to be out there helping with the screening today.
Yep, and we're very happy to have them on board and looking forward to working with them today. I know the crew's already out there getting set up because it starts now. Well, it starts at 8:30, I think. So so our hands are full today. I'm telling you, I need a chopper.
Get on the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
Knew that was coming.
But, yeah, it was
Beat
coming.
Beat you to it.
So and there's a ton going on this weekend, you know, but we're excited about the heart screening today. We'll save lives today, that's for sure. But it's also, it's Ruger week at Williams.
I know.
Huge Williams gunsight sale. I'm like, how can I be at seven places at once? But I'll get there tomorrow. You know, I might make it there this afternoon because the heart screening's over with we'll be out of there by 3:00.
Okay.
So I might make it by 6:00.
Williams is open till 6:00 today. So
Mary might be asleep in the front seat of the truck and I'll just pull in and she'll wake up in the parking lot.
Just be
Williams.
Real quiet when you close the door.
Oh, yeah.
Leave her sleeping right in the car.
Maybe just keep the radio playing lightly, you know.
Yeah,
and,
that's a good
point.
But
anyways, it might work out. Might work out well. So, big news. The big news, honestly, is get and keep your CPL. And what's happened is we had a discussion a couple weeks ago. We had all the numbers, the fresh numbers.
Right.
And I'm not here to bring you a bunch of numbers there, but my numbers I'm going to talk about are, if you have a CPL, please do your due diligence and keep it. It's hard to get them. You spent good money to get them. You might as well keep them. You're looking at a small expense. Basically, it's $115 every 4 to 5 years to keep your license.
Is that the main thing? Is that why people don't? Is the expense, or is it you don't have to jump through hoops?
No, it's not real hard to jump through hoops. You don't usually have to do any. Unless they've lost something, you don't have to do any more fingerprinting.
Yeah.
You do it all through the mail once you're done or online. I've tried the online thing and I get real confused with the online stuff. I just don't, you know, some people never leave their desk and get everything done. I don't.
We're old folks. John.
I'm not built for us. Decrepit, but I'm close. So anyways, it's $100 for the license from the state and then $15 for fingerprinting for a brand new one.
Okay.
So that's the, that should be the most of your expenses. That and a stamp. You know, if you got to mail your paperwork in saying I'm ready, and you can do it, you know, 6 months ahead of time, up to 6 months ahead of time,
but before it's going to expire,
right? And then you have like a year, I believe, afterwards to get it done. But you don't want to be carrying if you're if it's expired, because that will
That's the danger.
That's a ding on your your lifestyle, personality, and everything. So, and while you're at it, I strongly recommend, because I get all this information from MCRGO. What they did was they compiled all the numbers of why this fall off right now in CPL holders in Michigan. It's because at night in 2021 we had a lot going on. And I'm going to talk about 2021 several times during the show today. but it was a shutdown in COVID, and people were scared. They were doing their classes, and they were getting their CPLs because they wanted to carry concealed. We were thinking it was the beginning of the zombie apocalypse, you know, and everybody had masks on. You know, it's pretty weird when you're going to a store and everybody has masks on. It's just a weird situation. So people were carrying guns. Now, that was also a very dangerous year, because of the amount of killings that year. So I'm going to go over those numbers in the next segment. But the main thing is MCRGO, which keeps you up to date on this stuff, plus Fights for Your Legal Rights, needs you to join too. They we need some membership with MCRGO. I think it's important. You can join or renew your membership. Go to mcrgo.org. That's mcrgo.org. That's Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners. A one-year membership is $30. 2 years is $55. 3 years is $80. You can do a veterans annual for $20, or you can just go get a lifetime membership for $600, and you're good. Now, I've been a member for 25 years. I should have done a lifetime a long time ago, and I didn't. I just, you know, every 3 years, I do the three-year deal every 3 years, but I try to stay up on it, but now, Dan, I just realized they've got it's a $300 over 60 seniors membership.
Ooh.
So cha-ching, I'm in. So
nice.
My next one, which I think I got one more year, but and then you get a veteran's life or a veteran senior at discounted rates too, $500 and $250. So it's a great organization. I urge you to join today. And so is USCCA. Now, we talk about USCCA a lot. These are all organizations that help you train and be ready for the use of a gun in self-defense. USCCA is strongly tied with Williams Gun Sight, and we appreciate them a whole bunch. Monday they're doing that House of Worship class at Williams Gun Sight. I haven't heard if it's sold out or not, but I bet you it is. It'll probably be standing room only.
Well, check with them. Give them a call.
Yep, and you can go to the website and see if they're still accepting applications.
Mm-hmm.
But you can probably find out by calling as well. But go to WilliamsGunSight.com and follow the prompts for that. So,
They could probably get there from your website, too. Do you link to Williams Gun Sight at your website, John?
Yeah, there's a link right there. I'm sorry.
You're right. Called a softball. I was lobbing it up for you.
You sometimes it's a low-hanging fruit that Dan's very, very good at. So and you can register for both of them. You know, you can join USCCA, which I strongly recommend. Get the insurance. That's the one that covers you for insurance. MCRGO. Works on the laws right here in Michigan protecting our gun ownership. So their first class Monday is 10 to 12, and the second class is 1 to 3. So this is Monday, the 27th of October, and it's all about protecting that house of worship. So it's going to be some good training. I have talked to so many people in the past week that are signed up for it. So
And this is in conjunction with USCCA.
Yeah. Yeah, and another real important part of today, it's Dan, it's my birthday.
That's right.
So
happy birthday. Did you get your gift?
No, not yet. Am I supposed to get a gift?
It's on the way.
Oh, is it okay? It's like a check in the mail. I hope it fits. That leather sometimes,
I'm
you know.
I'm sure it will. Don't get it wet, though.
No, I wouldn't dare. I'll never get out of it.
Constricting.
So, There you go. So join both these organizations and make it a birthday gift to me. That'd be great. I don't get anything out of it other than knowing I've done my due diligence. And remember, you can always send me an email, shooter@thegss.com. That's shooter@thegss.com. You can go to Facebook and like our Facebook page. That helps me a little bit. Still a little frustrated with Facebook, but that's life. And we have a ton to talk about in the next segment.
Okay.
And that's going to be just a ton of information about Glock this week. So we're going to get right into that when we start the next segment of the show. But thanks for listening, and good morning, everybody. Fill up that coffee, and let's get ready.
And if you haven't yet, check online to tommysheart.org. They've got a screening. It's free. It's free to you. It's for kids, teenagers, 13 to 19.
Yep.
It's to help save lives from the scourge of sudden cardiac arrest, which is an electrical problem. The heart stops, not a heart attack, and it strikes without warning, but it can be detected early.
Sure can.
If you screen for it, and that's what this is all about in conjunction with McKenzie Health System in Sandusky. It's at Sandusky High School. Very important event. Check out at the website.
We do take walk-ins.
Taking walk-ins as well, doing it till 3 o'clock today. So get on out there.
I think we do it till, I think it's 1 or 1:30. I think.
I thought you said 3 earlier because you were talking about.
That's about the time I'd get back to Williams. I'll be packed up and out of there by 3.
So 1 o'clock today.
I think it's 1 o'clock. Be there by 1. It's 8:30 till 1.
You've got time to finish listening to the show.
Yeah, you can
head
listen on the way out.
Put it on in the car.
Yeah, that's
on your way out there.
Mary's out there, and I'll be flying in here in a little bit.
He'll be out there soon.
It's all good.
It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. Keep it right here. We'll be right back.